From the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding the Department of Transportation's projected fiscal status for 2013 year's end.
All right.
I'll go.
Oh, you handle this one?
I'll kick it off.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just real briefly, that you know, this was at the request of the chair to provide this information to the committee here today. I'm just going to go over each division here real quick. We do have the division directors here. If there are any more in-depth questions, we can have those individuals answer that information. But just real quickly going down the list here, where we are right now as we look towards 2013, end of year, airports at a basically a zero point, which is consistent with practice at the airport. The highway division is right now showing about a $430,000 deficit. We were, before finance and before the finance in July, transportation in September, updating the status of that. That's largely due to the reimbursement rate that drove way down based on prior year activity in terms of fringe and retirements and things like that. As we stand right now, it's at about $430,000 deficit, although we have not calculated through November, December adequately and some other year-end issues. So there may be some change there as we move along through the end of the closeout period. Fleet management right now is projecting about a $320,000 deficit, largely due to parts costs and utilization that occurred through the winter time frame. Sometimes this happens as we get a more active winter. We're going through things like plow blades or hydraulic equipment, so on, that type of materials. So that's where we stand right now. That is an internal fund, so there's some opportunity perhaps for some break even towards the end of the year as we, again, settle the books closer to March. Transit is at a $1.9 million surplus. There has been some changes in their OPEB calculation, along with continued savings in the paratransit area. From where that has been budgeted, I would also just note to the committee that 2.8 of CMAQ is being reserved, along with about $4 million of 5307 funds that will extend into this year so that we can extend out the CMAQ service longer than anticipated originally, because that would have ended about mid-year, so this helps us get through that. That was something that we talked about, I think, a little bit in budget time frame as well, that we would have some of this carryover effect, and that's, in fact, what we're using it for. The director's office is showing a net surplus of $85,000, largely due to the fact that we had some vacancies that have now been filled at the end of the year. So as a department, we're surplusing $1.2 million, just a little bit over that. But, again, we will be going into the end of the year with the closeout period, and some of those things may change as we look at fringe and how that applies to divisions and what that may do, especially in the area of highway, may bring their deficit down a little bit more. That's the overview that I have just in general and in brief. Again, if there are any specific questions for the directors, we can get into those more in detail.
Any comments, questions?
Any requests to the State Department of Transportation for some additional funding?
We're in kind of a tight situation with the state as it is on the RMA.
They have a surplus.
Yeah, well, so do we.
Well, that's from the CMAQ funding, though.
Yeah, but in terms of our RMA funding, we're going beyond actually what our contracted RMA amounts are, and we're working with the state. They want us to hold those dollars pretty tightly. So to the degree that we got a little bit of a break, if you will, because there is some RMA funding coming into the pipeline through the biennial budget, but that's really not going to hit until next year. That was backloaded in that state request. So we got about $700,000. It still doesn't cover where we're actually budgeting towards, which is our actual cost for what we do throughout the network. It's about $3 million gap in terms of that number. So the rate issue is really the big issue, and because we had that wide fluctuation, and it drove way down. The year before that, we were recovering at about 1.45 or something like that rate, which was pretty high. We went back down. We should be normalizing or equalizing at about a 1.35 rate or so, which is, again, what we reported back in July. That doesn't occur until the first quarter. We don't really have that rate in effect starting until March. So there's a little bit of a lag there. So this 1.1 rate that we're talking about now also carries through for January and February of this year, and we'll have a rate recalculation in March. So it's a bit of a lag on that, and it's an important thing. I think what we're looking at going forward in scenarios like that, if we know that we have a high rate and that generates a surplus, I think we got to work with the state to maybe look at how we provide some of that in return to mitigate our rate issue going forward, because otherwise we wind up in this deficit scenario, which is a worse position to be in.
Well, I'm not sure I understand all of your complicated formulations there. I just hope we're asking for as much as we can from the state, because I think they've actually underfunded local governments, and just my political statement, it irritates me very much that they talk about surpluses when in fact they're undercutting all of the local services. And this isn't just the county. I was talking to the city of Cudahy just the other day, and they are really hurting with this winter. So,
yeah, without a doubt, Supervisor, we request that any opportunity we get.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Item number 17.